So welcome to the Leadersmith podcast. In this episode, I'm going to be talking to Mike of Mike's Weather Page. This is going to be really eye-opening and for a different reason than what you'd think. Stay tuned.
In a world of incompetent bosses, micromanagers, and petty tyrants, one management professor claims that he can help you become the kind of leader that you would want to follow. You are listening to The Leadersmith. Now, here is your host, Darren Gurdis.
So in this episode, we're talking to Mike of Mike's Weather Page. If you do not know Mike's Weather Page, you ought to know Mike's Weather Page. I use it religiously. I live in North Charleston. We get hurricanes pretty much every year. And so when a hurricane comes through, I am glued. Now, there are other sources that I could be looking to, but I'm looking to Mike's Weather Page because it's just awesome. So Mike, welcome. Thank you for coming to the show.
Oh, thank you. Great introduction. I really appreciate that. It's cool to know that the website's used, and it's become a good resource for a lot of folks. So thank you.
Yeah, I really appreciate you coming on. Ironically, I do not want to talk about the weather. Okay. So that's a very strange thing. I want to talk about you. I want to know about you. Okay. So first thing, is there a term? I try to look it up. Are you a weather nerd, a weather geek? what's going on?
Well, one of the newscasters called people like me mediaologist. I don't even know how you would spell that, but not a meteorologist, but a media, you know, like an armchair quarterback. So I guess I tweak my website around a lot in Facebook and stuff to make it unprofessional as possible, so that there's no, you know, officialness to what I do. So it's kind of, I'm a blogger is what I'm getting at. I found out that's kind of what I am. I'm a blogger. I talk about the weather, and I stick with that one.
Okay, so tell me about your background. How did you get started doing this?
Growing up in Florida, my family here their whole lives, pretty much. So I think it's in my blood a little bit, just tracking systems and the love of storms. But in 2004, living in Tampa Bay area, we had Hurricane Charlie. Mm-hmm. I was going to USF and learning a little bit about HTML and. I could not find any graphics on the internet. It was driving me crazy trying to find spaghetti models and radars and satellites. So I was like, maybe a little page, you know, and I made me a page, Mike's Weather Page. And I shared it with friends and family for like 2-3 years and never advertised. I mean, nobody knew where it was. It was a hidden domain. And I just wanted to compile all my interesting links and stuff that I couldn't find on one source, you know, and, it's crazy. Here it is. What 2020? That was how many years ago? And it's still kind of the same concept. It's just a one-stop shop to go to. And I always, every day, I'm tweaking, adding links. You know, trying to make it that perfect place to go. I guess to find everything you need. One-stop shop.
Okay. So describe how to use your weather page. Remember, it's people will be listening to this, so you can't like just show us. But yeah. Like, what when you come onto it, what will we see? Why are those things there?
Okay, well, I think majority of people like pictures, you know. So I'm pretty good about finding the current, let's say the current National Hurricane Center graphics if there's a storm. I'll put the current spaghetti models, intensity models, current satellite. So it's real easy to see. It's one page. You don't have to click around, which I think people like. It's all on that one page. You scroll down, you know, you see current rain forecast maps, you know. Temperature maps. I mean, pretty much everything weather geek related, I find an image and people seem to respond well with that. I mean, I have a lot of text links on there. You can spend a lot of time looking at the links, go to a lot of sites, which I think are pretty valuable. A lot of these sites that I link are additional resources for modeling and you know, government agencies. But as far as the page goes, it's picture friendly and you can pretty much see what you want by just, you know, seeing the pretty pictures. Right. So
when I look at your page or when I watch your live feeds, which you put out, how often do you put out the live feeds?
Well, I try to do it daily, Monday through Friday. When there's a storm, I do it at night. Also, I found out over it used to be my thinking out loud session, and it kind of still is. I guess people like to hear me ramble. But the nighttime ones work out good too, because, you know, we have a whole day of models that come out. You know, models run 4 times a day. So usually in the morning at 9:19, there's a standing joke with that. I used to be at 9 o'clock in the morning, but I had to rush to get the kids to the school bus. Barely got back in time. So then I push it to 9:05. Well, then I push it to 9:19. I don't know why. So every day at 9:19, we do one. And then usually at night when there's a storm, just to recap the day's models and the latest.
So when I watch the news, I see all the spaghetti models and they don't really explain it. They just say, yeah, it's probably somewhere in the middle. You unpack it. Is there, do you lean toward a favorite? Now this is as far weather as I'm going to go. Do you lean toward a favorite model?
Well, it's funny you should say that. You know, this year has been pretty active already. And everybody used to always go to the Euro and the GFS, the European model. This season, I don't know what's happened, but the Euro has not been that great. And there's a lot of newer models. There's a German model called the Icon. The Canadian model used to be joked at. They used to say it was constantly making canes. But they've been silently doing updates to it. And even last year, I'm finding that it's pretty consistent. And people laugh at me. But it's the Euro has burned a few forecasters this season already. So the key is taking a blend of all of them. And you can use models to look at steering currents. Something like the Euro might not be even shown in a system, but the Euro upper level wind steering currents are pretty solid, rock solid with the Euro. So you can use a little bit of one model and then put it into another model and say, okay, well, 5 out of 7 are saying it's going to be a storm. But these two aren't, but those two are still showing the same upper air pattern. So you kind of know looking ahead, you know, so really on it to the question, really, no, I think what makes me different is we look at all the models and I share them all. And yeah. When I get excited, not excited in a good way, but like I'll start feeling confident on a storm when we start seeing a lot of consistency.
No, but I mean, as you were talking, I was thinking like how nerdy the conversation has just shifted in a moment and just how much you love and have this passion for this. I mean, it's just it. And that's why I actually asked you to come on, because I've never seen anybody who was a leader who excelled at anything who wasn't passionate about it. And clearly you're passionate about it. I mean, how much time do you spend on this in a given day?
It's an obsession. I don't know where I get this refuse to lose attitude in life. I wish I could apply it to everything, like mowing the yard and doing laundry. But the weather, it just becomes an addiction. And I think what's really fueled me more than anything over the years is I used to be only centered around Florida because it was personal me. And I started realizing that I had fans in Texas and Carolinas and then the islands and the Azores and places I never even knew were on the map. Mm-hmm. So the social media side, I think, is a really fuel that keeps me fired up because, you know, we all feed off each other and having a lot of fans, you know, you share in that excitement and the what if. And I don't know what it is. I wish I knew what it was. I mean, my granddad, I guess, tracked these things on a paper map. So I'm thinking maybe there's some weird thing about that, you know. But I just love the what ifs. I love the not knowing. I love this year, especially. When I see more forecasts wrong than right, it just proves that nobody really is an expert, as much as people think, you know, we should be, as much knowledge as we know. So we all just have our opinions, and it's fun. It's fun to watch them progress, and you know, just it's crazy. It's a weird addiction. It's like it's a culture. I said we have like a hurricane culture. The ones that love to track these things, we all share the same. Same interests, that's for sure.
How many visits do you get? Do you track that kind of thing, or?
Well, yeah, it's big. I mean, I won't lie. The website's in the millions. The website's a great tool. I've been so fortunate. I have a picture of FEMA during, I think it was Florence, the one you guys experienced. I had a picture that FEMA shared with the head of FEMA looking down at my site. It's like, wow, you know, and
that's good press. You can't do better.
Yeah. So it's cool to, but the Facebook's half of it. It's like the Facebook side. But when I post a video, for example, like this, any morning video, it'll reach 250,000 people.
Yeah.
Watch it in a day. It's crazy. The power is crazy. It's just incredible.
Yeah.
I used to get excited. Like most of my posts would get about 5,000 to 6,000 views. I noticed, you know, several years ago.
Yeah.
Now they're averaging 100 to 150,000 people on an image. So it's far reaching.
You never thought that you were going to get anywhere near that when you started. You were just kind of noodling around thinking this would be fun.
Oh, always was fun. Yeah, it still is fun, which is great. I've been, you know, I got a few little sponsors like our, you know, Florida with ABC Fine Wine. They're a big, you know, chain here in Florida. I never dreamed I'd have a corporate sponsor that says, hey, just be yourself. We don't care what happens. We like your image. We like what you do. And it's like, crazy.
They just want to get that real estate up because they know that you're providing value to people. That's what's motivating that. So you're attracting that money, not chasing it. Not like, hey, if I could just find people that would sponsor me. You're not thinking that way. You're thinking, I'm just doing something awesome and people like it. Right.
Yeah. So, and they've come. Yeah. I definitely haven't looked for any. That's for sure. But
so yeah. Go ahead. You can say what you were going to say. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, I'm just saying that's what's been really neat about this ride. It's doing shows like yours and local radio here in Tampa now has me doing a little skit every day. And I've been very blessed and humbled by this crazy ride.
Well, I have friends who love it and word of mouth is the best advertisement. And they you've got to go look at Mike's page. And what's that? And that's how I found it. And I have then become an advocate. It's like spreading a contagion. Yeah, I mean, it's like a virus. So you said that you had a sponsor or sponsors. How do you fund it? I mean, is it just those sponsors, or I saw a Patreon thing on there as well?
Oh yeah, yeah, I get a little bit there. I never ask. I just people like to support, and the Facebook has a cool option now where people can be a supporter for a few bucks a month, and I'm able to give them little perks that like a little private community chat room, and I actually have a lady that I. That helps me on the side. So, I mean, it's expanded to where we're almost like a weather community. And so all these little things here and there, they definitely are cool. I don't do it for that, obviously, but it's cool that Facebook has offered that because people have asked. They're like, hey, we throw you a few bucks. And, it's neat.
No. It's your passion driving it. Clearly, it's your passion that's driving it. Okay, so just last couple of questions. Yeah. What have you learned over this entire experience? I mean, what's really been like, wow, I don't mean about the weather itself. I mean about the process that you've gone through in doing this.
One, I think, is keeping yourself real. It's easy with storm chasing and weather forecasters to show emotion with systems and, you know, get excited when there's one and you forget that people's lives are going to change. And so I think the number one compliment I've got is I'm usually calm and usually neutral. So I've learned to not get so animated when there's a storm because I get excited because there's something to track, but it also makes it look like I'm excited that there's a storm. So I know a lot of TV Mets and national weather shows get a lot of criticism for, you know, overhyping. So one thing I guess I've learned is not to hype. The Facebook side, it's just been a constant. I think sharing family, people really like that. I'll post random stuff on my kids and our trips, and that's been a good thing. And I don't care. I love it, you know, and I've learned never to mention politics. No. That's got me in trouble. Not even meaning to. So
that's funny. Tell me about accomplishments other than the Homeland Security focusing on your page, which is pretty cool. Any other accomplishments where you got it right? And
well, I do get humbling emails all the time. Just this year alone, we just had ECE come up, and I had a lot of folks in Oak Island message me. They took my advice and prepared, and there was pictures of locals that were laughing at the media, you know, that were hyping it. So I get a lot of these great after storm messages from people like Michael, for example. A lot of people in the panhandle, the mayor of Lynn Haven said, you know, that I had the best coverage, and that kind of stuff means a lot, that people are actually, not safe. They always say I saved their life. I mean, that's a stretch, but to them I might have, and that's cool to know that somebody's lives were, I helped them make a decision.
You never know. I mean, there are people that have made decisions that probably have saved their lives just because they've, you know, wow, he said this, I better take this. You know, I wouldn't discount that. I think there's something to that.
Thanks. And, you know, I guess the other cool stuff over the years, like Hurricane Hunters sent me a patch, and I framed it because apparently they look at the site a lot. So that meant a lot that they're out of Florida and that they're looking. And I still feel like the little dog, and I'm always want to be the little dog. So the last compliment I'll mention is just having local Mets here in the Tampa Bay area praise what I do. And even, like I said, the government officials and Even the National Weather Service has a link of credited weather sites, and somehow I found a fan sent it to me that they list Mike's Weather Page as an accredited site that uses NOAA and National Weather Service graphics, and Mike updates frequently in the tropics. So I was like, whoa, man. So a government-linked weather site is, you know, posting. And that's a huge accomplishment, because there's a lot of hype out there. There's a lot of – anybody can start a weather page. And I see it all the time when there's one particular model run that might show a Cat 4 in a Golf. You're going to get a lot of likes and you're going to get a lot of shares. And that thing spreads across the internet like wildfire. So, you know, they have to worry about these armchair meteorologists, you know, sharing unreliable information. So I think having that trust over the years that I haven't done that is cool. And I have to remember that. Yeah. Like, go back to the hype thing. So,
yeah. So this show is all about leadership. I was trying to explain to my daughter, because she wanted me to ask leadership kind of questions. Yeah. No. You got to understand, this is a little different. Like, you might have a philosophy of leadership, and that's fine. If you want to share that, you can. But you're not as much of an organizational leader as you are a thought leader, an expert that people look to. So that is as much leadership as somebody that's a CEO. It's just in a different way. You're affecting people at more of a distance. And like you said, hundreds of thousands, if not millions, depending on the time, are listening to you. Does that ever feel like a burden?
Yeah, and that's been asked before. You know, it does for an instance, and then I get lost in my little world. So it does scare me that I'm going to change or the amount of people listening. But so far, it's so good. You know, I think I've learned to keep it real, and I stress the importance that it's not official. So people tend to know that. But as far as the leadership thing goes, you know, my local meteorologist friend, Dennis Phillips, talks to his son a lot about what I've done. And, you know, I did go to school, got a degree in business and marketing, and had, you know, businesses and other jobs. And I still have other jobs. But this, I think the leadership part of maybe what ties into your show with what I've done is taking something that you're passionate about. Mm-hmm. It just proves that doors will open. If whatever you're good at, there's gamers on Twitch that make millions of dollars. There's YouTubers that make. So it doesn't matter what industry you're in. I grew up racing radio control cars as a hobby. Mm-hmm. And I bought a big indoor facility when I got out of school. And people used to laugh, oh, toy cars. But heck, I become friends with Tony Stewart, Carl Edwards. All these guys grew up racing these things. So I took something I was passionate about, did very well with it. So it doesn't matter what you're involved with. As long as you just do it, be consistent. You know, and as long as you love what you're doing, you're going to make something out of it, you know.
Yeah, and that's exactly why I had you on the show. You anticipated exactly how I was going to close things out. So I could just stop here, but I'm not. I always end the show with a quotation for contemplation. That's just part of the package. And this one's from Maya Angelou. She said, you can only become truly accomplished at something that you love. Don't make money your goal. Instead, pursue the things that you love and then do them so well that people can't take their eyes off of you. And that's exactly what you're doing. You're doing it so well that when the storm's coming, I'm tuning in. And a leader by definition is someone that others follow. And by that definition, you are a leader. You're clearly a leader. And thanks for sharing your experiences with us and with others, because your experience is way beyond the weather. I mean, you talk about the weather, but it's not just that. Just like you said, it's inspiring other people to take those passions and do something with that. In my show, I usually end with a tagline where I say, look, I'm trying to help you become the kind of leader that you would want to follow. Right. And that's important. Other people in other unrelated fields are going to hear this and they're going to be inspired to pursue their passions. So I'm really grateful that you're here.
Tell listeners
for me again how to find your page. It's Mike's Weather Page, but it's also spaghettimodels.com. Is it? The name,
yeah, right? The cool thing about Google nowadays, you can misspell spaghetti a million times and it'll find my site, because I still have a hard time. But if you just Google Mike's Weather Page, luckily it'll pop up. I mean, I'm on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram now, so there's a big audience all around us. But yeah, it's an easy thing to find, and I love that I kept the name Mike's, because I always joke about it. There's no officialness to it, and it just keeps it casual, you know.
Yep.
It's a good time. Yeah. I look back at 2004 when I started this, and here I'm looking at the calendar now. I'm like, 2020. Wow. You know, and I still love doing it. So
my daughter wanted to know if you had any superpowers for prediction. And I told her, I'm not going to ask you that. And the reason is, I'm going to ask you afterwards, after we turn off, because I don't want to, you know, reveal your secrets of, you know, how you got your Green Lantern ring or whatever it is that is causing you to be able to figure all this out.
Well, no, and I think honestly, I feel like I become a pulse of the weather, because it doesn't change hourly, but there's so many models, so much weather patterns that you become one with a storm, or I do at least. And I feel like that's where my little niche does come into play. Cause I've noticed, like, if we were on vacation or I wasn't connected and I check every 12 hours, like most have to do, you really don't know what's happening. You know, you don't know maybe trends or flip flops of the models. So I think in order for it to appear that I know what I'm talking about is I just stay in it constantly. And I'm aware of every little change. So, and I relay that, because, you know, models do flip flop, and they do, just like with Florence, for example, with you guys, it was a Cat 4 out in the Atlantic, and it was making all the news headlines, you know, Category 4 Florence heading to the East Coast. Well, they didn't tell you that almost every model had a weakening to a 1, which, or it was going to stall and be a huge rain threat. So the headlines are really, you know, catchy a lot, and they overhype the wrong thing. And a lot of the fans told me that, you know, I prepared them for this. You know, we saw that flooding situation occurring, and none of the news really even talked about it. All they cared about was a landfall, Category 4. You know, once it got to be a Category 2, they stopped talking about it. Category 1, it was like, it's not news anymore, you know. But it was bigger news with the flooding that way.
Well, hey, man, thank you for coming on. Thank you for having this passion and sharing this passion with all of us, because hopefully this is also kindling passions in others in various fields, not even just in weather, but whatever their passion is, it's helping them understand, yeah, they can pursue their passion and do something great with it. Thank you so much. You're a leader, and we really appreciate your time.
Well, thank you very much.